We continue our learning. We're in Rosh Hashanah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. We continue from the previous Mishnah. Rosh Beis Din Omer Mekudosh. So Mishnah says that after the Beis Din realizes that the witnesses have given testimony that is that's valid, they haven't been disqualified at all, so we have to declare the day as Rosh Chodesh. So what do we do? So the head of the Beis Din, who's the Nasi, makes an announcement, and he said, Mekudosh. Other than Mefarshim say he has to say Mekudosh HaChodesh, or else we don't know what Mekudosh means. But either way, Mekudosh, he announces the fact that it is a new month, and this is based on the Pasuk, V'adaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem. It means that Moshe is the one who declares the Moadei Hashem. It means that the head of the Beis Din, Moshe was the head of the Beis Din at that time. That means any future Beis Din, the head of the Beis Din, like Moshe, should be the one who is, who's V'adaber, who's the one who declares the Moadei Hashem. And then everyone else responds as Mekudosh Mekudosh, and the Bartunur explains, Dichsiv Moadei Hashem Asher Tikru'u Osam. Osam is written without a vav always, but therefore we can read it as Atem. So what do we learn from there? It's Tikru'u B'nei Yisrael Tikru'u Atem. Not only is Moshe the one who is declaring V'adaber Moshe Es Moadei Hashem, the Nasi has to declare the new month, but Tikru'u Osam Tikru Atem. We're supposed to do so. And it says, Tikru, it says, Mikra E Kodesh. So that's, so therefore we have an obligation to declare it as well and respond to the Nasi. And the Mishnah says, Bein Shenirab Ismano, Bein Shalonirab Ismano, Mikad Shinoso. The, Mishnah says, whether or not we see the moon in its expected time or not in expected time, we're Mekadesh the Chodesh. Now, what does it mean that the moon is seen in its expected time? The moon is either going to be seen on the 30th or on the 31st. So what do you mean, what's Bismano? So the simple understanding is why we call it, you see it on the 30th, the first possible day, as Bismano, is because, remember, each of the months, the length of the lunar cycle is 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes, and 3.5 seconds. We spoke about the 793 halakim. So out of 1,080 within each hour. So that's in our language, we would say it's 12 hours, 44 minutes, and 3.5 seconds. Now, what would happen if we really had every month that way? So then every month would be, of course, would be Mekudosh on the 30th day. The thing is that we can't have, because each month is obviously 29 and a half days and change. The problem is that we said that we can't do that because we need to have some months 29 days, some months 30 days, because otherwise, because we mentioned based on Psukim that we can have a half a day. You have to have a full day. So, but technically speaking, when we say Nerebiz Mano, that would be the 30th, because that's really when the new moon should be seen, had we not have these fluctuating months, as we mentioned, and of course, Cheshvan and Kislev being the ones that may depend on the year. So whether you see the moon in Bismano, which means on the 30th, Bein Shalonir Bismano, you see it on the 31st, Mekachin or so. Now, what's the chiddush there? You would say, well, the 31st day is automatically Rosh Chodesh. So if you don't see the new moon on the night of the 30th, automatically the night of the 31st, the previous month was Me'ubar, was 30 days, and then the Rosh Chodesh is after, that is on the 31st day. So what's the need to announce it? So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Tanakhama says, when the Kaddish the Chodesh anyway, Beis Din supposed to make that announcement. Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok Omer, Imloni Rabizmano, Ein Mekanshinoso, Shekvar Kitchuhu Shamayim. No, if you haven't seen it in Bismano, and therefore the 31st day is automatically Rosh Chodesh, you don't need Beis Din to sanctify it. Now, the Bar Tanura says, Imloni Rabizmano, he says the following. Why should this be that we're kover Rosh Chodesh the night of the 31st and ain mekachid oso? So I'm reading from the Bar Tanura. Shekidush HaChodesh ain achova. The idea that we have to be mekadosh the Chodesh and make this declaration is not an obligation. Domar Kod, the Pasuk says, in Parshas Bahar, V'kidashtem eis shnas hachamishim shona. So that's in the context of Yovel. But what do we derive from the fact that it says V'kidashtem eis shnas hachamishim shona? You should sanctify the 50th year. Shani Mata Mikadesh. That means that there's an obligation to sanctify years. Shechova al Beisdin Lomar Mikudeshes Hashana Bishanas Hayovel. There is an obligation for the Beisdin to announce, to proclaim that the year is Mikudash, that when it comes to the Yovel. But that's only years. Ve'ein Ata Mikadesh Chodashim, She'ein Chova al Beisdin Lomar HaChodesh Mikudash. And therefore, there's no obligation to do so at all. So I understand very well, okay, so that's why you're not Mekadosh L'Chodesh when it's not Nireb Izmano. So then what's the purpose of announcing it when it is Nireb Izmano? We're not fulfilling any mitzvah, any obligation. So the answer is you're right. As says the Bar Tanura, Ukshe Nireb Izmano, you know why Mekadoshin also? Mipnei Shetorech Chizuk. Because it needs strength. It means we need to make this announcement. People recognize that today is Rosh Chodesh. So that's the only reason we do so, but not because there's an obligation. Then the Mishnah says, so again, Rabbi Eleva, Atzadah, disagrees with Tana Kam and says, Imlo de Rabbi Zmano, Ein Mekadshin also, Shekvar Kichu Shamayim, means that it's already announced by heaven. It doesn't mean literally, according to most Mefarshim, just means that it's automatically Rosh Chodesh. One interesting note is the following. The idea of being Mekadosh the Chodesh, so we said that it seems that this is based on the Psukim of Moadea, of Ayde Moshes Moadea Hashem, and our response of Tikru Osam, or Tikru Atem, Mikro'e Kodesh. Now the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvah says that let's say Beis Din didn't do any of this. And they said, okay, it's Rosh Chodesh, but there was no announcement whatsoever. So according to the Ramban, so this is there's nothing wrong with that. Their decision is going to be binding. You don't need any formal declaration. Our Mishnah is telling us what we'd prefer you to do. But the Ramban in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh in the second perek says that that Beis Din is the one who makes this announcement, and he says when Beis Din makes that announcement and says Mikudash, they're the ones who determine that it's Rosh Chodesh. So that seems to indicate that it's the Beis Din themselves who are making that proclamation is the one that now determines that it's Rosh Chodesh, and without that it wouldn't be binding. So there's some discussion about that, certainly from that from the simple reading of the Rambam against the position of the Ramban. Perek Beis Mishnah Ches Dumus Tsuros Levonos Hayu Lo Ala Rabban Gamliel Batavla Uvakoso Baliyaso. Rabban Gamliel had these forms of the moon, different shapes of the moon, on a tavla, on a tablet, and on his wall, in his aliyah, in his upper chamber. Shebahen Mareh Sayyotas. This he would be able to show people who are regular people, lay people, who don't really know that much about astronomy. Va'omerin would say, you know, instead of them trying to describe what the moon looked like, as we had in the previous Mishnayos, how high it was, and it looked like this, or looked like that, he would say, Hakazero Isa Okaze. He would point to it and say, do you see the moon like this, or do you see it like that? Now, you see, I had different images of the crescent of the moon with the different sizes and different positions. In this way, people would know. Bar Tanur says, Shi'ur ha-yareach ule'ezet sar karneha notos. Where are the points? Where are those horns? Where are they facing? And this way, we're able to figure out when we interrogate the witnesses whether they really saw the new moon or not. There is a discussion in the Gemara and Daf Chav Dalid based on the pasuk which we read at the end of Parshas Yisro. It says, "Lo sasuni ti Elohe chesef ve'Elohe zahav." But the Gemara darshins that lo sasun iti, it's lo sasun osi. You can't make me. Now, what we learn from there, Hashem, when Hashem appears to people, it appeared to Daniel, let's say as an example. So Hashem looks like a human being when he appears. Obviously, he has no physical form, but nonetheless, he has that appearance. So that's why there's a question whether you're allowed to make a form, a full form, trophies, dolls, and things like that of a human being, to make them, to own them, to buy them, derived from there. We also can't make forms of the heavenly bodies, which is also prohibited. So how can Rabban Gamliel have these in his house? So the Gemara says different possibilities. If you do it in public, you don't keep it private. So and everyone, Rabban Gamliel's house was a place where people who come in constantly were not not afraid that it's going to be used for idolatry. Then also you have Rabbi Gamliel. These were not full forms. They were separate pieces, and he was able to assemble them together when he needed to do so. And others say if you're making them for the purpose of learning Torah, studying Torah like he did here, so then it would be permitted. Anyway, this is what he did to make life a little bit easier. He set them up in a way on the walls, on the tablets, so that his people could see, well, this is what it looked like up in the sky. And they would point to it and say, you know what, this is resembles what we had seen. And the judges, so they, when we say they were on, one explanation for what it means, they were a batavla. They were on the on a tablet, on a table, that maybe refer to what the judges, meaning the judges, the dayanim, had also those forms on their table in front of them, and they would compare that which the person saw to the ones that they had in front of them. Then the Mishnah says, "Ma'aseh shebo shnayim ba'amru re'inuhu shachris ba'mizrach va'arvis ba'marv." So one time it happened that witnesses came and they claimed that they saw the new moon at the time of sunrise in the morning, and it was the morning of the 29th, and they also saw it on that same night, the night of the 30th. And the night of the 30th, of course, is what's important for us. So again, they saw the moon near the time of sunrise on the morning of the 29th, which can happen. The sun is rising, and it was the morning of the 29th. And then they saw the new moon, which would be relevant for us, on that same evening. So that's what they said, Renu Shachris Bamizrach, and they saw it in the morning, it was in the east, and in the evening, it was in the west. Now, some explain that what this means is the following, that they said that they saw the old moon in the morning, which was the last phase of that old moon, and the new moon in the evening. That's what they saw that night. And others say no. What they were saying is they're only talking about the new moon. They say we saw the new moon both in the morning of the 29th and the night of the 30th. It was the new moon. Either way, based on astronomy, that's not possible. And we'll explain why that's not possible in a moment, but let's just see what happened. They came to the Beis Din, and it seemed to be the local Beis Din, before they went to the Sanhedrin, and Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Eide Sheker, hey, they're Eide Sheker, they shouldn't even bother going to Yavne, to the Beis Din HaGadol. He said they're Eide Sheker. Why are they Eide Sheker? So the answer is because that which they saw is not possible. To see the old moon, let's say go the different explanation. To see the old moon in the morning and the new moon at night. Say the old moon in the morning of the 29th and the new moon the night of the 30th. It's not possible because the moon is invisible for at least 24 hours between the old moon and the new moon. The old phase, the final phase of the old moon, and the new phase of the new moon. So that's impossible. And to say that it was the new moon they saw the new moon when? The morning of the 29th, right at sunrise, and that night, impossible. There's no way they could have seen the new moon the morning of the 29th. So either way, they must be Eide Sheker. And yet, they came to Yavne, and Rabbi Gamliel accepted that, and he declared Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day based on what they were testifying. I thought it's astronomically impossible. So he figured like this, you know what? They probably saw the new moon the night of the 30th, as they said, and he accepted that part of their testimony. The fact that they saw the moon, let's say, in the morning of the 29th, it must be they saw something else, so a cloud looked like a moon or something like that, but he accepted the testimony, the partial testimony, and they must have made a mistake on the other issue. And another story similar, Vobo Shnayim Ba'amru Re'inuhu Bizmano Uvalel Iburo Lo Nerah. So this is interesting. They said, and you know, we saw the night of the 30th, we saw it, the moon in its proper time. But guess what? The next night, we didn't see it, the night of the 31st. That's what we call Leil Iburo. If this is true, what does it mean that they're testifying that they saw it bizmano, uvalel iburo lo nerah? So according to some, uvalel iburo lo nerah, it was not seen the night of the 31st, is not what they're testifying. Because if they're testifying, you know, we saw the new moon on the 30th at night, and we didn't see it on the 31st at night. What are you waiting around on the 31st at night for? Why are you looking up at the sky? If you saw it on the 30th at night, you should have come to the Beis Din. It's already at this point too late. If it's already past the 31st, they obviously weren't Mekadesh L'Chodesh. So the simple understanding is that Re'inu Bismano is what they testify. And they came to the Beis Din. And then the next night, though, so Beis Din realized that it's supposed to be Rosh Chodesh. Very nice. But the next night, they didn't see it. So maybe there was an error. Maybe then even the first night was an error, and Rosh Chodesh should not have been the previous day. So that is that's one way to understand the Mishnah. Now, to say that they were testifying both, some of the Farshim said, yeah, they said we saw it on the 30th, but we didn't see it on the 31st. If that's part of their testimony, how do you explain that? So some explain that maybe the following. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh in Paragimel that if the Beis Din says it's Rosh Chodesh on the 31st, meaning no witnesses came at all on the 30th, they announce it on the 31st. And then witnesses come later and say, you know, we saw the moon, they're so late. So we saw it last night already. We saw the new moon on the 30th. Beis Din is supposed to now rescind the earlier proclamation and consider that the 30th day was really the first of the month, was really the Rosh Chodesh, and therefore maybe that's what happened here. So we could have a situation where people come after the fact. We saw it Bismano, and maybe so it's the opposite too. We declared the 30th Rosh Chodesh, but we didn't see the other night. So yeah, it's possible that they could come that late. That doesn't mean that we can't necessarily listen to both pieces of testimony and determine when Rosh Chodesh was either the night before or now. Based on their testimony, things can work retroactively. Either way, the Mishnah here says, V'kiblan Rami Gamliel. He accepted their testimony and declared Rosh Chodesh on the 30th because he knew that it's very possible that they could have seen the new moon that night. The fact that it wasn't visible on the next night, so maybe there was covered by a cloud, even though maybe they didn't realize it was a cloud, and that's okay. And they declared Rosh Chodesh. Remember, you can declare Rosh Chodesh even if they came late. We can declare retroactively that 30 is Rosh Chodesh based on their testimony of Re'inuhu Bismano. So Amar Rabbi Yosef and Harkin asked, what do you mean, Eidei Sheker Hein? They're obviously Eidei Sheker. He said, Rabbi Gamliel's explanation, no, why they didn't see it on the next night. They saw it on the 30th, not on the 31st. Clearly not true. They obviously did not see it on the 30th because they didn't see it on the 31st. And therefore, we have to assume that it was the second day. 31st is Rosh Chodesh, which is obviously you don't need to see the new moon for it to be Rosh Chodesh. It's automatically Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, Rabbi Yosef ben Karni says, they're Eidei Sheker. And he says, why? Hech mi'iden alo isha sheyolda ulumachar kresa. How can you testify that a woman gave birth one day and tomorrow you testify that her kresa, her stomach, is between her teeth, which is another way of saying that she's still pregnant? Impossible. So obviously what they'd seen the night before was not the moon, and that's why the 30th should not be Rosh Chodesh against the Psaka Rabbi Gamliel, but only the 31st. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, roe ani es divarecha. Rabbi Yeshua says, I see your words, Rabbi Yosef ben Harkinas, and therefore, according to Rabbi Dosa, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, against the Psach Rabbi Gamliel, they felt that it was the 31st that was Rosh Chodesh, a day later than Rabbi Gamliel, which will lead us into a famous story that's found in the next Mishnah.